What up, though? It's your boy CB. That's Chill B, and this is the Chill Bravado Podcast, where I bring you a series called Laker 82-16, and that's where we cover the grind of an 82-game-long season where it takes 16 wins to get the chip in the end, and we are still sitting at 500 currently. This is being recorded right before the Warriors game. Yes, right. We play the Warriors Saturday night, 8:30 Eastern time, so this matchup is not a big matchup as far as like, oh my God, two of the juggernaut teams going at it. But it's going to be a great matchup because we get to see Curry and LeBron face off once again. Both the teams are in similar situations where the Lakers are a little better off sitting in the ninth spot, but the Warriors right behind. And it's just a lot to get into. So I'm not really going to talk about that game. I'm going to talk about the stretch of games we have coming up and what the Lakers call the Grammy road trip. We're going to talk about trade deadline D'Lo. We're going to talk about Darvin Ham. And we'll talk about where we need to get to before the season ends. And what's the realistic type of place we'll be sitting at when it's time to go into the postseason. All right, thank you for tuning in to the Chill Bravado Podcast, Lakers 82-16. We are sitting at ninth place currently in the West, 500. So we're really an average team. And we're going up against the Warriors, who's a below average team, but pretty much in the same playing field as the Lakers. Two different reasons why the Warriors, they're a mess with, you know, suspensions and guys just getting older and the supporting cast having frictions and problems in the way, and having problems in the locker room. And then you have the Lakers, who, you know, we have rotation issues, coaching issues. We have, you know, injuries to the non-stars this time around. So it's really been kind of a problem all year. We could just combine both these teams together, we would probably be a juggernaut team, you know. And then you just have to trim the margins and see who we. We'll probably keep more Warriors players than we'll probably keep Laker players. But here we are. And I was saying in the intro that where do we want to be? And I think that the goal is still to climb out of the play-in tournament. We want to get to six. We want to get there. We're going to need a little help, but really all you can do is play the games out in front of you. And starting with Golden State, you have to win games like this. And, you know, and then we go on this, you know, this wonderful Grammy road trip, you know, where you play against Houston, and Atlanta, and Boston, and the Knicks, and the Hornets. And it's on the road, so it's going to be tough to, you know, bring your own energy type of games. Houston, we've got the best of them when the AD's played, but let's see what it looks like now. Atlanta, they'll be the first time we play against them. Let's see if the rosters are still the same now. We'll get to that later when we play against them. Let's see if the rosters are still the same. At Boston, tough environment. Let's see what type of energy is brought there. New York Knicks got us last time. Some reason, these pesky Knicks. And now they have OG. Let's see what happens there. And then you have the Hornets, who you cannot, you know, can't let your foot off the gas because you will end up being embarrassed after you lose another game to a team you're not supposed to lose to. But before I get into all of the Laker talk, I want to stop a brief moment. And we just passed by the fourth year of the Kobe and Gigi and all the passengers on the helicopter accident. Thoughts and prayers all to all those affected. Thoughts and prayers to all the fans who never met the man, never met those people. But you feel it all the same. And I mean, most of us remember where we were at that day when it happened. I'm not going to rehash that, but I wanted to make sure I put that in somewhere, because it's just not easy to bring up. And I was talking to JR at All Things Sports Podcast, and I was like, man, it feels like that was so long ago, much longer, because then the pandemic hit right after it. So it just feels like it's so much, so long ago, but it's really 4 years. Crazy. But here we are. And what Kobe loved most, as far as in the sports world, he loved basketball. He loved competition. He loved this. And right now, his Lakers, the current Lakers, are fighting. Right now, we're at ninth, so that puts you in the danger zone at the bottom half of the play-in tournament. So you lose, it's over. You do not want to be in that space. We want to get to six. You want to avoid it altogether and see if you can get yourself out of that even possibility of slipping up and having two games where it's just not going for you. Single elimination games, the more and more I look at this playing tournament, the more and more dangerous it is. But it's actually entertaining, but it's only been entertaining because the Warriors and the Lakers have been in it. And this year, I mean, dare I say, the Pelicans with Zion and these guys will be down there. It's going to be a lot of teams with good talent and marketability to be in the play-in. So the NBA keeps winning, but I don't think it was designed for the better players to be down in the play-in, but you'll take it. So we want to stay out of that. But if we are forced to be in the play-in tournament, you want to be in the seventh or eighth spot. You want to be able to have that game in your pocket where if you don't show up, you lose, you still have a chance to get the eighth spot. You know, you don't want to put yourself in a position where you are ninth and tenth, and if you lose, you're going home, but then you're just getting blasted for the rest of the postseason, and you got to hear the Barkley jokes and all the, you know, Bill Simmons, and all these guys are going to be mentioning you and talking about how much of a failure this season was. But it's too far away for me to worry about that because we're living so much in the now. But I will say the worst case scenario is that you miss the playoffs completely. So it's either let's get six, and that's the best scenario. Let's get to the 7th and 8th spot. That's the safest scenario. And then the danger zone is 9th and 10th. And then this all out terrible is miss the playoffs altogether. Something really bad would have to happen for that to go down. But let's get into a little bit of talk about these games coming up. Golden State Warriors, like I said, we got to win that game. I don't feel good about it because you never know in these nationally televised games. Steph's going to be on the heater. Klay might join in. Draymond's back. I'm like, he better not touch AD. I don't need anything hurting on AD because he always gets away with murder when he plays against Anthony Davis. I feel like, and we like seeing AD where he's at in the lineup. I've already talked about how tough Houston might be. Atlanta, we'll see how we look. My optimism is always, you know, like win four games, you know. Win four of the game, you know, and lose the two. Like, six games, pick the two you're going to lose. Is it going to be Knicks-Boston? Is it going to be, you know, is it going to be sneaky Houston in Boston? Or are we going to beat Boston and lose to the Knicks in Houston or Golden State? Like, I just want to go 4-2. Let's dig ourselves out of this 500 nonsense and put ourselves in a position where we can start moving up to 7. And then we'll see where we're at the end of this road trip. Let's see where the roster's at the end of this road trip. So when I come back, we're going to start talking about some things we're seeing and some players that I want to point out, mainly Trey Deadline D'Lo and the Vandalorian, Vando, as well as talking about Hams. You know, he's the king, but he also has a prince. All right, we once again thank you for tuning in to the Lakers 82-16 series. And when you get time after you check out your boy Chill Bravado podcast, make sure you go over and go to the All Things Sports podcast where my boy JR covers the world of sports. And he's just had an interview where he sat down with his young bull, his young buck, Kaysen, and they talk basketball. He's been giving his picks on the NFL playoffs, and he said he can't pick against Pat, so we'll see if Patty Mahomes can go up against Bishop Lamar Jackson. So we'll find out how that turns out. You guys stay tuned with him. And if you want Lakers, you come here. You're here with me. Let's talk trade deadline D'Lo. Should I stay or should I go? Dun, 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 dun. Man, trade deadline D'Lo has people right now torn. Like it's a bad breakup of a relationship. You don't know if you want to leave what you have and start a new, fresh thing, or do you want to work it out? And I feel like we need to have a separate discussion here. See, D'Lo the player, he's not the problem to me. D'Lo the player is not the problem. I like D'Lo the player. I like D'Lo the playmaker. I like D'Lo the heater. When he gets on his heater, baby, you know, he dropped 8 threes against Chicago, man. When he came off a on a pick and roll, and he just pulled up, moving to the right on like one leg, and I'm like, yeah, he was feeling it, man. And his, he gets like that, he makes LeBron's job so much easier. He makes you not look and say, AD only has 9 shots in a game type of thing. He makes you feel good when you have that. He has an element to his game that Austin Reeves does not have yet. He's looking to get AD the ball, and he knows crafty ways to do it. So he's probably our best playmaker. So for the people who are saying don't trade D'Lo, the player, I understand, because we don't have anybody on this roster that can get AD the ball like that. And now you're hoping that DeJounte Murray, if this is the said, you know, trade piece that we're going to get, can he do that? Can he distribute like that? We know he's more athletic. We know he'll be able to get downhill better than D'Lo, not necessarily calling him a great downhill finisher. Just, you know, we need to watch more film and tape on this guy, and we'll start to see things that will probably be a bit more, you know, puzzling when he gets on your Lakers, that you don't see him on a night-to-night basis. So, I mean, the player D'Lo is fine. The contract is probably what the Lakers are trying to get out from under. He has a player option for next year, and he can opt in, he can opt out, and you really don't control the future that you have with him. So he's an asset that is probably better to get rid of this current season instead of waiting for him to get to the offseason and decide that he's going to decline and walk away for nothing, or he's going to accept it. And now if he accepted, that must mean the year went, the end of the year went bad. Because if he declines it, he must have bought out. He must have had a great year with the Lakers, and he wants to get paid. But if he's, you know, stanking it up, yeah, you go ahead and take that player option, get that money, and make the Lakers do what they got to do. Trade me, keep me, whatever. But as currently right now, I'm looking at this, man, and it's just hard to trade deadline D'Lo. Although this is not sustainable, people, friends, guys, it's not sustainable what he's doing. But I will say this, if he could play at a high enough level, that's not this, not 8 three-pointers shooting like 47% from the three and all, that's not going to happen. But if we were able to get a consistent 17 for him, not these 29 and 30 and all the, I mean, that'd be great, but we're just not, I just don't think he's going to be built to do that on a 99-hour basis, because D'Lo's floor is low and his ceiling's so high, and it just makes it so difficult to make a decision on this guy. But right now, a lot of people are saying keep him, trade AR, keep him, don't trade anybody, run it back, keep him, and trade around the margins. I just said we have a lot of options right now, and I don't really know what the Lakers are going to do. I'm not worried about what I would do, because what I would do probably is not even going to happen anyway, so I don't bother myself. I'm a reactionary thing when it comes to these things that I can't control. I don't know what conversations they're having on the phones. I don't know what conversations that the players and the agents are having with other teams. Who knows? Like, what seemed to be said is that they're trying to get someone to take D'Lo. Atlanta is trying to get someone else to take D'Lo because they do not want him. So could it be the Wizards? Could it be, you know, the Magics? You know, any team that can be that 13 to get him out of there. And it's just so many trades that you can do with D'Lo's contract. But does any of them move the needle, as I've been hearing a lot of? Do any of the trades make you a bona fide top three contender? No. So it's like, you really just try and get off the contract. But nevertheless, trade deadline D'Lo has been playing great. I've really been enjoying it. He's been the bright spot, the funnest thing right now. I mean, it's just fun to see guys get hot. I mean, he's not dropping 73 and, you know, 70 like other players, but seeing him do this and the way he's doing this is fun. Like, you can tell when the Lakers are having fun. It's probably got something to do with LeBron dunks or D'Lo getting hot. So and then we have to show some love, because our most polarizing figure on the offensive end and most, you know, key person right now who we deem inconsistent, which I agree with, D'Lo's inconsistent. We have a guy on the defensive end who's coming back into form. He's looking healthier than ever. That slash and dash in Vando. Vando and his energy has been amazing. Okay. He's really been putting on a show display. He's had 17 points in the last game. He had 12 points in the game before that. I think he had like 11 before that. So this guy is this last game, he was going to the hole, finger rolling, and not really finger rolling, more of a floater. But I'm exaggerating because it's bad though. Finger rolling and behind the back, you know, I was just like, what is this guy doing? He's attacking the boards. Always in his ability to anticipate those passing lanes and get those steals. And even when he don't get them, it's like barely by a fingertip. But you got to enjoy what he's doing. But now, not to be negative, but I have to talk about the bad thing. The fans are trying to figure out, what does Prince have on Ham? Ham loves him some Prince, man. That's like his son for real. Like, this guy's getting 30 minutes a night on some nights. Most nights. And it's crazy when you got guys like Vando. I mean, Max Christie over there riding on the bench. Christian Wood. I'm like, we can disperse some of these minutes if we have to. But Torian Prince was brought in on a mid-level exception. On the $4.5 million tax hit. I mean, he's a good value. It's just not starter value. Like, we need, he's a rotational player. But we are, you know, it's like Ham is loving to start him, and it's just throwing everybody off. And I say everybody, I mean the fans, the players even. I think they're a little more acceptable with it now that they got Reeves and D'Lo back in the starting lineup. But when it was Torian Prince, Cam Reddish, that was not happening. Torian Prince, Cam Reddish, and Vando, definitely not happening. Those lineups sucked. They were terrible. No spacing. And now with Reeves and D'Lo out there, you skew more toward the offensive end, and you're going to give up a lot more rebounds and just a lot of iso ball. But Vando helps with the rebounding, if you have Vando out there. And if you have Torian Prince out there, it helps with the spacing. And now Vando, when he comes in, he can do his thing. You don't have to worry about being in foul trouble. Torian Prince has been the one in foul trouble lately, which is giving Vando more minutes. But that's where we are with that. Cam Reddish is out for 2 weeks. He'll be reevaluated for the ankle sprain that he suffered against the Clippers. But the trade talk thing is getting exhausting, so I'm going to end on this. DeJounte Murray, are you coming or you not? And my other question is, why is Brown an option? Is he an option with Murray? Like, you trade for Murray, then you do another trade to get Brown? Or is it one or the other? Makes no sense to me. Like, I need clarity. DFS. I'm not trading D'Lo to get Dorian Finney-Smith. Unless it's like pretty packaged. Alex Caruso Drummond looks more appealing every day, but I don't know how you get those guys. And I'm looking for the surprise move. Like, the Lakers, we didn't see Westbrook trade coming. My gosh, we didn't see it coming. We didn't see the Vando, D'Lo, Malik Beasley trade coming. I'm just curious to see if we got anything like that coming. I've already talked about Ham a little bit. Don't want to go back into him. But Ham, I don't see him after this season being the head coach if we do not make it, you know, and we don't make it to a reasonable, and we can't get swept no matter which round we make it to. And we have to be able to have a balance of offense and defense. But if he can get us back into the playoffs and get us out of the play-in, I think he'll be fine, because that probably means things are clicking and we're poised to make a run back to the conference finals again. But it's just a lot of tough matchups out there. I don't know if you want to see the Clippers in the playoffs right now. I don't know if you want to see. We definitely know you don't want to see Denver. I don't really care about OKC as much. Timberwolves are puzzling, but I gotta see them first. But I feel like they definitely have earned respect. Not really scared of the Suns, because unless they're gonna jump shoot us to death, and if they do that, then hats off to them. But Ham has to get us. Either if we're in the play and he has to get to 7-8 and he has to make a run in the playoffs, if we get to the playoffs, he has to make sure that we make a run to the conference finals. It just has to happen. You can't, because he's gonna be out of here if he doesn't. And also, I'm intrigued by the Trae Young, Donovan Mitchell stuff. I'm not looking for that stuff to happen during the season, but just keep it in your back pocket. Because when you hear stuff like that, normally the off season, if we don't make any crazy trades and trade all our picks away. Those picks and some players, real intriguing to see Trae Young in the purple and gold. I think I'm going to end it on that. Donovan Mitchell, I see you too, Spider. But let's beat the Warriors. Let's go on this Grammy road trip, and let's do it right, baby. Let's do it my way. My way. If you don't get the reference, go look it up, kids. Come on, go look it up, Frank Sinatra. All right, man. Laker 82-16. Chill Bravado Podcast. I'm your boy CB. That's Chill B. Talk to you next time.